Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing great. Hey, are you caught up in this Tebow thing? Does it interest you? Do you find it unusual? Do you find it fascinating, like the rest of the world seems to be all Tebowed?
Yeah, it's definitely fascinating. we play him this week, he's on a six-game win streak, so we know we're just going to have to be ready for sure.
Now,
how much time does the offense, we asked Brady this yesterday, how much time do you offensive guys get to see, how much videotape of their offense? Have you seen much of Tebow on tape?
Well, the offense is basically just focusing on the defense single week, but we definitely do watch a little bit of their offense for the scout team players and everything, so the players go on the scout team, we can get a good rep of and kind of play like they're playing, so we just watch a little bit of their offense. I would probably say 5-10 minutes worth during the week, just get it down a little bit.
Who plays Tebow on the scout team? Does Hoyer? Hoyer or Mallett? Don't you have to be lefty?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you this week. We start up practice tomorrow, so it's going to be interesting.
Hey, Rob, did you ever dream that you would have this kind of success? And I don't mean just success on the football field, which everybody sees every single game that you play, but this much kind of a cult hero acceptance here in New England when you arrived over a year ago. Did you see this coming?
Not really. I mean, it's pretty wild and everything, but you're just always working hard every single day, and obviously you're working hard to strive for this kind of stuff, so it's going good and everything, and you just got to be staying humble, and you got to keep on grinding and everything to keep it going and keep bringing it to the next level.
You'll be happy to know when Tom visits with us every Monday morning, at some point the conversation always turns to his tight ends and you in particular, and he sings your praises without fail. Most recently, and I found this notable, he said the thing about Gronk is every single day he's taking steps forward. He's not treading water. He's not staying the same. He is advancing the cause. He's learning more of the playbook. He's understanding more of the nuances of playing the position.
Plus, he said you were really smart.
He said you're a really,
really
smart football player.
Thanks, Tom. But, yes, definitely. I mean, it's only my second year. I got so much room for improvement. I got so much more to learn from the playbook. Like, Tom's been here for 10, 12 years or however long it's been, so he knows so much more about the offense, and every single day I can learn more about the offense than I do. So every single week just going out on the practice field, feeling it out, getting better every single week.
Let's set football aside for just a second. Other than winning football games and getting better at your craft, what's the best thing about being the Gronk?
That's a good question. I mean, just hanging out with your friends and family and doing that, always be having a good time.
When's the last time you paid for a meal in a restaurant around here?
Good day.
I said, when's the last time you paid for a meal in a restaurant around here? Aren't people buying you drinks and food all the time?
No, it was actually last night.
Really?
Hey, I want to go back to the draft. I always wonder this. Did you worry? I mean, obviously teams passed on you. You went 42nd in the draft in the second round. A steal, if ever there was one, but did you worry that the back injury would derail your entire NFL career? Was it that scary at all for you, Gronk?
It was. Surgery and everything went well, and the doctor that I finished up with my everything, and it felt good after and everything. So just stuck to the rehab every single day and everything, and just listened to my doctor, and ever since then, he kept pacing me slowly into more activities and everything after the surgery, so it's never felt any better.
So when some NFL teams obviously were scared off, was it up to you to convince them that you were okay, and was it frustrating to see teams just kind of, you know, cross you off their board?
I definitely tried getting them to think that I'm okay, but I don't know if it worked or anything, and I don't know what teams crossed me off their boards, or if they did, or if that's just a rumor. I'm not even sure, but it all worked out good. I hope it couldn't get any better.
Hey, Rob, where's the record-setting football? I know you retrieved it. Is it on the mantle? Is it in the locker room? Is it home? Where is it?
They still have it. The trainers up in the training staff up in the equipment room, they still got the ball. So I'll be in today. So I'll go see what's up with it.
Hey, I don't know if this is true, but some people are saying that from 2001 to 2009, the favorite name for a dog's name in this area was Brady. However, in 2011 and 2012, the favorite name for dogs are Gronk. They're naming their puppies Gronk.
That's a pretty good name.
Hey, you're getting involved with
What can you get better at? You said you can improve every day. We haven't seen too many weaknesses yet, Rob. What are you working on now?
You watch film and everything, and you see your weakness that you have to practice that week. But also your strengths, you just don't want to always ignore them. You're always working on your strengths, too, because your strengths can always get more stronger.
Rob is involved with the Boys and Girls Club of Lawrence, and he's headmanning a raffle to benefit the Boys and Girls Club up there, offering a lucky fan the opportunity to spend Christmas Eve with the Gronk. Tell us about that, Rob.
Yes. You go to netraffle.org, get a raffle ticket, enter the raffle ticket drawing, and if you win, you get to come to the game on November 21st versus the Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
You get, like, free parking and meals and everything and all this good stuff. And then you get to meet after the game, hang out and stuff, and meet and greet. And all the profit and all the proceeds go to the Boys and Girls Club of Lawrence. And that's just something special to me. I love working with kids. I love dealing with kids and everything. So it's just great that it's going to a great cause. And it's definitely going good. And I can't wait till it ends and we can present the check to the Boys and Girls Club at Lawrence.
Excellent. The tickets cost $2 each with a minimum purchase of $5. So it'll cost you $10 to get involved. Netraffle.org is the website. Tickets are available only online. And the raffle runs until December 19th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The winner gets two tickets to watch the Patriots take on the Dolphins Christmas Eve, 1 o'clock, Gillette Stadium. The winner and a guest will get to meet Patriot tight end Rob Gronkowski after the game for photographs. You'll also get a Gronk jersey and football, probably not the record-setting football, and $100 for parking and food expenses. Pretty good deal, Rob.
Yes, definitely. Great deal.
Rob, good.
And they spend Christmas night. Are they going to sleep with you that night, like sleep over?
Never know, actually.
It depends what she looks like.
If it works out real well, it could be good for everybody.
Yeah.
Rob, thanks for taking the time. Appreciate it. Good luck with the raffle. We'll talk to you down the road.
All righty, man. Thanks for having me on.